Jimmy Kimmel downplays Chicago crime to bash Trump's crackdown plan. Based on stats from The Worm Inside RFK Jr.'s Head. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 9, 2025. Left-wing late-night host Jimmy Kimmel downplayed Chicago crime to bash President Donald Trump's crackdown plan. Bizarrely referring to the city's death toll as information that is based on stats from The Worm Inside RFK Jr.'s Head. On Saturday, Francis Ford Coppola posted this AI-generated image of himself to celebrate his invasion of Chicago. Kimmel said, showing one of the president's recent social media posts that depicted him based on the film, Apocalypse Now. Someone made this and called it Chipocalypse Now. With the caption, "I love the smell of deportations in the morning," Kimmel continued of the image. "This is normal, right? Both sides do this? You remember when Obama declared war on Orlando? Totally normal," the left-wing host quipped. Kimmel went on to call President Trump a real AI Joe when it comes to the internet. And by the way, if Trump was actually a character from the movie Apocalypse Now, it wouldn't be Robert Duvall, it would be late life Marlon Brando, ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live. Host said. Watch below. Kimmel added that President Trump has declared Chicago to be the world's most dangerous city. That, of course, is based on statistics gathered by The Worm Inside RFK Jr.'s Head, the left-wing host joked. He posted, "Chicago is about to find out why it's called the Department of War." And then, when a reporter dared to ask him about it, he shouted her down like she was his son, Kimmel added. The TV host was referring to a reporter asking Trump if he was threatening to go to war with Chicago, to which the president replied that this was fake news. When the reporter then began to talk over the president as he continued his answer, Trump said, "Listen, be quiet, listen, we're not going to war, we're going to clean up our city. We're going to clean them up, so they don't kill five people every weekend. That's not war. That's common sense," President Trump added. Over the weekend, Kimmel admitted that he doesn't necessarily feel like he is defending democracy, adding that he just enjoys giving President Trump a little poke on his show. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.